What's going on, everyone? The garage is open once again. It is time for the EG3 show. I'm your host, Eddie Gritter III, for the EG3 show, which is all about the world of NASCAR. If you're tuning in for the very first time hearing this podcast, we're all about NASCAR, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, including the Capable World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Big Dogs, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, and three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And it is the From Pit Road edition of the EG3 show here tonight, getting you set for Martinsville this weekend with the trucks and cup boys on the track at the Paperclip in Virginia tonight. On the From Pit Road edition, we are going to focus on the Xfinity Series tonight and JD Motorsports. Of course, you heard JD Motorsports. It's a little small team. Of course, JD is for Johnny Davis, who owns this team. And of course, they have activity as of late in the Cup Series. They've done that for quite a while now. But we're going to focus on the Xfinity Series side for tonight. Three drivers for Johnny Davis who drive for Big JD. We're going to start off talking about the owner himself, the little team that could and is continuing to do it week in and week out, JD Motorsports. Of course, Johnny Davis is the general manager and owner of his own race team, and he's been involved in NASCAR competition for 35 years, and he currently lives in Gaffney, South Carolina. He began his career as a crew manager and fabricator for several Winston Cup and Busch Series teams at the time. That's what they used to call it, now the Xfinity Series and Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Davis won a NASCAR Busch Series championship with Larry Pearson in 1987, and also Johnny Davis was crew chief in the USAR Pro Cup competition. And again, Davis is one of the longest-running active team owners in all of NASCAR, having fielded cars back since starting in 1983. My goodness. And of course, the team operates full-time in the Xfinity Series with the 01, number 4, and 0 teams. And as you heard lately, we've been hearing a lot of Ross Chastain leading this JD Motorsports group, and he's done very well. Touch on him. He's going to be the last driver that I showcase here tonight on From the From Pit Road edition here on the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer. But we're going to start off with one of these other drivers here, that in the person of Vinny Miller. I've not heard much of Billy Miller, obviously, until this year. And again, I enjoy researching and doing my studies on these small teams. We always know about the big teams in the sport, including the Xfinity Series, like the Junior Motorsports, the Roush Chunish Racings, the obviously the Roush Family Racings. But it's a nice, good feel-good story when you hear about these small teams that continue to put cars out here week in, week out. And not only that, but at least one of them is competitive, maybe two competitive. In this case, JD Motorsports, as we dive in a little bit with the first driver that of showcase here tonight, Vinny Miller, born in 97, hometown. He's from Michigan, Ortonville, Michigan, by the way, and he lives currently in Cornelius, North Carolina. Vinny started racing at the tender age of 5 on a quarter midgets tracks in his home state. The young driver had several wins, was senior Honda champion and senior and junior stock champion as well. Miller raced in the light A and also is called for whatever reason double light alcohol series from the ages of 8 to 12 years old. And then back a few years ago, and back in 2010, at the age of 13, he moved up to the pure stock division where he received Rookie of the Year honors. And gonna go fast forward a little bit to 2015 and 16, where Miller had driven several super late model races in the Pro All-Star Series, Speed Weeks, at New Smyrna Beach Speedway, which I have drove by when I lived in Florida many years ago. I used to drive by that place a lot back in there, but I never experienced a race there, never seen it in person, but I've heard a ton of stories about New Smyrna Beach Raceway, and of course, 602 Tour Events, which Miller posted his first win a few years ago in that series in 2016 in the Pro Late Model Race at Franklin County Speedway in late October. And then last year, Vinnie Miller drove in a NASCAR K&N Pro Series East in ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards for MDM Motorsports. He posted one top five and six top ten finishes and led six laps at Michigan a year ago. And then, go down to now, he made his debut in the series for JD Motorsports with Gary Killer at Chicagoland, posting up a 29th place finish. Miller also competed in that same year, last year, in a truck series race at Talladega. And as I remember, he posted up a 7th place finish in his very first ever super speedway race event. And that is a kind of a intimidating place for a young man to go up there, especially Daytona, Talladega, where we've seen, you know, these guys get up on the wheel. And Vinnie Miller did a tremendous job last year in his first ever truck series race, doing it and finishing in the top seven. Top seven, top ten, it doesn't matter. Top ten at one of the more scarier places to run, especially when we continue to talk about pack racing, the big ones, and violent crashes, you know, that jazz. And of course, we come to right now where he's running full time for Johnny Davis Motorsports. And of course, he's going to be doing it with Gary Killer as well, piloting the 01 Chevy Camaro. He'll be going for, of course, Rookie of the Year, his best finish so far this year. If I can go back to Daytona, I stumbled on here before coming on with the podcast here tonight, this episode tonight here, believe it was going down the rundown here for Daytona. Looks like, yes, I was right. I had to double check to make sure before I said it. Vinnie Miller posted a 20th place finish in a season opening Daytona 500, and that's his best finish up till now. Of course, last week at Auto Club Speedway, looking down, going back to the rundown for that, the finale for the Xfinity Series, he finished 27th spot. So, Vinnie Miller doing some good things there. Yes, it's not a top 20, not a top 15, but Vinnie Miller getting some valuable experience and continues to get better, at least baby steps here, as you will. So he's doing it right there, gaining more experience, and we'll see how Miller goes about his business as the Xfinity Series will resume at Texas in a few weeks. You'll see the EG3 show from Pit Road episode, focusing tonight, this week, on JD Motorsports. My name is Eddie Greer III, here with you guys tonight for this Front Pit Road edition. If you guys just tuning in to the episode tonight, the EG3 show is focusing on Front Pit Road, which I get my views on the organizations each week, once a week throughout this year, focusing on the organizations that compete in all three divisions in all of NASCAR. Switching gears to Garrett Smithley, which we've heard quite a bit here on the show. His racing career began in 2007 in the Bandolero cars at Atlanta Motor Speedway, following Rookie of the Year honors and several championship series wins. He advanced to compete in the U.S. Legends Car Series, where he excelled there at tracks throughout the Southeast, garnering many wins and additional championships through Garrett's strong racing performances and personal demeanor. He was invited to compete in the Richard Petty Driver Search a national driver development program, the PEDDIES. Instructors were so impressed with Garrett, he was invited to join the organization as a driver instructor several years later in 2011. And then, to add to boot, Daytona 500 champion Derek Cope recognized Garrett's talents during testing at Daytona with the Keselowski family. Familiar with that name? Well, actually, that's in a different spelling, but still, it gave him the opportunity to make his stock car debut, and he made his debut in the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards back a few years ago in 2013 and 14, including a partnership with Goodwill Industries for the Southern Rivers for his first start at Talladega Super Speedway. So where I'm catching what I did a study tonight prior to the episode, a common theme around these two drivers, Miller and now Smithley, they both made their debuts, even though it's in different series, at Talladega Super Speedway. Again, a too many place to do that, but we're going to get experience anyways from. So there's that as well. And then, kind of to wrap the Talladega Super Speedway up, Garrett was back in the ARCA car for the first race again back in 2015 at the other Super Speedway, Daytona International. Excuse me. Sorry about that, folks. Daytona International Speedway. A little exhausted here tonight, but going to power on through this episode of the EG3 show. And again, in that same year, Garrett reached another milestone, made his first start in the Capable Truck Series at his home track at Atlanta Motor Speedway, where he finished a pretty good 18th with not a scratch on that truck for Mutler Brothers Racing in that Chevy Silverado from there. And then this led to further opportunities like Pocono, Michigan, with very good results. Smithley made his Xfinity debut at Homestead, where he drove the 70 Chevy Camaro for the former Daytona 500 champ Derek Cope. So again, you know, if you do good enough, you catch the eyes on some of these guys, like the Daytona 500 champion back in 1999, like a Derek Cope, where we continue to see his name in races like the Cup Series, of course, notably last year. That's another topic for another night. But currently, right now, Garrett Smithley drives the Zero Camaro for Johnny Davis right now. And last year, or I should say 2 years ago, he made that start 32 of 33 races in 2016 season 4 in that car. And now that number has reached is the 01 for Johnny Davis that you see each week in the Xfinity Series. As well, last week at that same track, Garrett Smithley finished 23rd at Auto Club Speedway last week, and his best finish so far, I believe it was a top 10 finish somewhere. Can't remember where it was. I stumbled on that earlier. Yes. So Daytona, he finished in the top 5. That wreck fest that at Daytona earlier this year, that season, in the season premiere, that which we saw crash after crash after crash after crash. Smithley finished in the top 5. That is his best finish so far this year for Johnny Davis. So all that learning experience on the Super Speedways paid off there, surviving the crashes, staying out of trouble. That's what it always takes for that's what it's going to take on those plate races, Daytona, Talladega, staying out of trouble and getting a good finish out of the deal. And not only that, got a top 5 out of the deal. So Garrett Smithley, a couple of times last year, had some solid efforts for Johnny Davis as well. So we're going to continue to hear this name throughout the year. Obviously, he's been with Johnny Davis since 2016, and we'll see. You know, this is a small team, so bunch of operation, but continuing though to get the most out of their equipment. You're listening to the EG3 Show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. Tonight, from Pit Road Edition, focusing on Johnny Davis. And, of course, the last but not least, saving the best for last. Of course, we've been hearing his name quite a bit this year in the Xfinity Series. And this shouldn't be really no surprise. Ross Chastain. Yep, Ross Chastain was born hometown in Alva, Florida. That's interesting. I never heard of this city before up until tonight. But he grew up on a watermelon farm in Alva. Ross Chastain knew early on that he wanted to race, obviously. But he began his career at age 12, competing on local short tracks, both in the late model and fast truck series events. His short track career proved to be a big time success with 50 wins total, which feature in the events, including the 2011 World Series of Asphalt, and again, the track I'm familiar with, New Smyrna Speedway, winning 3 of 8 events in that series. And then he made it to the big dogs, beginning in the Cape World Truck Series, made his debut back in 2011, competing in only 5 events. Chastain prepared for a full season in the Truck Series, back that following year, driving for an underfunded team for Green Light Racing. Chastain finished 7th in just his second race of that season at Martinsville Speedway, which we're going to be racing at here this weekend. Capped off his rookie season with a career best 3rd at Bristol in the same year, back in 2012 in August. The next year, it was announced that Chastain will drive 14 Truck Series events for Brad Keselowski Racing, driving behind the wheel of the number 19. And Chastain took complete advantage of that opportunity. Chastain produced 2 poles and led a total of 219 laps en route to 4 top 5 finishes, including 2 second place finishes, and posting up 7 top 10s in a big time breakout year for the watermelon quote unquote king. EG3 Show, Eddie Greer III, breaking down JD Motorsports tonight for From Pit Road episode here this week. And in 2014, Chastain made his NASCAR debut at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the race hub of all of motorsports. Obviously, Chastain raced in a total of 7 Xfinity Series races in that same year, including scoring a top 10 at Kentucky Speedway. And then 2015 and 16 seasons, Chastain has finished in the top 20 in the Xfinity Series driver points. He has yet to make an appearance in the postseason, but he's come close, but has fallen short, especially in that 2016 season, where he came awfully close to getting there in the playoffs, but has not made his appearance in the playoffs just yet. And then, of course, last season, Chastain scored his career best finish in the series at Iowa, and then crossed the line in the 4th place, and then had another top 10 after that at Kentucky last year as well. And then since his Xfinity Series appearance or debut, wherever you want to call it, folks, Chastain has scored only 1 top 5 finish, 6 top 10s, 22 top 15s, and a consistent 70 top 20 finishes. And his best finish this year, at least to this point, was last week at Auto Club, where he finished in the top 10, in 10th to be exact. Chastain was outrunning several other big names on that list, including, gotta go back to Auto Club here for just a moment. He was outrunning some good teams out here. Last week was up in the mix, the Ryan Truexes, Spencer Gallagher's team, Brandon Jones, Joe Gibbs Racing. You have Cass Grawler, Ryan Reed, Michael Annette in there, Christopher Bell. So that's big. That's big for those guys, especially Ross Chastain, who, of course, grew up on short tracks, the Watermelon King, doing some big things last week, and it was a blast to see him up there mixing up with those guys. And not only that, he got as far as, I believe, 8th in that race. So that was big kudos to Ross Chastain. And I know this is focusing on the Xfinity Series team tonight, but he also has been running for JD Johnny Davis in the Cup Series as well, getting some valuable experience there. So we wonder if you put Ross Chastain in some good equipment, top tier equipment, we'll see what he does with it there, just like he did with Brad Keselowski Racing in the Truck Series. That team shut its doors, of course, in the end of last year. But when you put him in very good competitive equipment, he can do some damage with that as well. But he's doing just fine as of now, doing big things on a small budget like Johnny Davis Motorsports. So huge kudos to that team, to that organization, again, putting out product on a racetrack and trying to make the most out of that. You're listening to the EG3 Show. Eddie Greer III again with you guys tonight. Just a couple more minutes on this front pit road edition of the EG3 podcast. Partners of Johnny Davis, we see Flex Seal a lot. Of course, Watermelon.com, KSDT and Company, JS Expedited Trucking, also a partner of Johnny Davis, just to name a few. Iron Source, you have Sundrop in here as well, Solarius, and quite a few more here. Yeah, Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches, Mending Lives, Healing Hearts, and Black Tires Auto Service. Those are majority of the sponsors there for Johnny Davis Racing right there. And to kind of put a bow on this team, Ross Chastain is up in the mix right now as far as playoffs concerned right now. He is the highest finishing, front-running JD Motorsports driver right now. He is in 13th at the moment, of course, boasted by that impressive top 10 finish at Auto Club Speedway last week. And then you have your other driver, Garrett Smithley, sitting there in the 17th spot right now. And Vinny Miller rounds out the driver lineup in the 22nd position as they have a couple of weeks off before they tackle Texas in a few weeks. That's going to put a nice bow on From Pit Road here tonight, talking about Johnny Davis Motorsports, JD Motorsports for short, folks. So hope you guys enjoyed another From Pit Road edition of the podcast, which a lot of people have been enjoying that here since it debuted here this year. I'll be doing it all year long, focusing on one organization each week. And so I've been getting a lot of listens there, so I appreciate that as well for listening to the podcast. And yes, tell your friends about the EG3 show, which that leads in a perfect segue here for the social media side of it, facebook.com/EG3show for the latest news stories there. And of course, you can listen to this podcast via Audioboom, Spotify, and of course, again, the big name, iTunes. We are on iTunes as well. Subscribe to the podcast, and again, you can leave comments there, or you can feel free to leave questions on there for me or for my producer as well for the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR, and we might even answer one of your questions on a future episode of the podcast, which again, I'll be talking to you guys next, the preview of Martinsville anticipated race since last fall. We'll be diving into that and also be talking about some of the stories that have been going on leading into the week of Martinsville and previewing the showdown at the Paperclips for both the Trucks and the Cup Series this weekend. Again, the Xfinity Series is off for a few weeks before they hit the Lone Star State. That, ladies and gentlemen, is going to wrap it for the EG3 show from Pit Road Edition here tonight with you guys. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, saying thank you once again for listening to the EG3 show. Again, Ross Chastain leading the charge for JD Motorsports and Johnny Davis continuing to put out race cars on a track and being competitive with it. Once again, folks, again, a jam-packed weekend coming up. Got racing at Martinsville and, of course, Sweet 16 and Elite 8 action in an NCAA tournament. Boy, a lot is going on once again, and we're getting closer to race time this weekend at Martinsville. Eddie Greer III saying once again, thank you again to listen to the show. And remember, subscribe to the podcast. And remember, before I go off on the show tonight, join the movement, the slogan for the EG3 show. A lot of people have jumped on board here as of late. Don't miss out on the train. Join the movement, folks, and spread the word as well about the EG3 show. There are a lot of NASCAR podcasts coming out here as of recently, including ours as well on iTunes as well. So there's a lot of content in the NASCAR world right now, and you don't want to miss the EG3 show. Join the movement, folks. And right now, the garages for right now are closing up shop. EG3 show, we rolling out of the garage. Have a good night, everyone. We'll talk to you next time on the EG3 show. Thank you.